everybody. Welcome back to Southern Sports Tonight, your source for Southern College sports news and information. So glad you've joined us, no matter where you are across the 12-state southeastern region or perhaps throughout the country tonight. And did you know that you don't need a law degree to become a sports agent? Call Sports Management Worldwide at 888-95-AGENT to find out more. That's toll-free, 888-95-AGENT. Online certification classes are starting in your area soon. And if you've always wanted to enter the exciting career of being a sports agent, call them today at 888-95-AGENT. Scott McKinney, Max Howe, Scott Moore with you here on The Big Show. So glad you could join us. And joining us now, speaking of the good folks there at Sports Management Worldwide, Dr. G. Lynn Lashbrook joins us, who has been working and teaching in sports management for over 30 years, served at the collegiate level as an athletic academic counselor and an athletic director, of course, positions that we've all held, and has been an NFL sports agent for the past 10 years, has lectured in China, Russia, England, Mexico, Hong Kong, and many other places. He's an adjunct professor at the United States Sports Academy down in Mobile, Alabama, as well as at Oregon State University and Eastern Oregon University, and is the president of Sports Management Worldwide. And Dr. Lashbrook, appreciate you taking time out to be with us.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it's interesting. The world of being a sports agent has changed so much. When you think of sports agents, sometimes it doesn't always have a positive connotation, but in the last few years, there's been a lot of work done to change that. I know you guys are at the forefront of that.
Well, I appreciate that. I had 12 players in the NFL from first rounders to free agents, and I was with SMG, which is SFX now, and I learned it was all about relationships. But what concerned me the most is these kids need a mentor. They need a one-on-one, and the traditional agency has 50 or 60 clients. Our goal is to take people successful in life, have a passion to get into sports, learn the program online, and become an agent advisor, and provide more agents and fewer clients, and maybe do a better job of helping athletes make the right decisions.
Scott, go ahead, Scott Moore. I know you've been there before.
Yeah, as a former agent myself, it was a great experience, I think, being around that other side of the business, because it's such a incredible business. And I guess the one thing that you're looking for in your agents are guys, number one, that are good at building relationships, but also very good at detailed things as well.
Well, we are, and the world with the collective bargaining agreements, if they're drafted, it's real difficult to make a difference in a contract on the draft pick. And free agents are almost like eBay. There's a lot of sophistication. But the real issue, kids have some success and some money, and the decisions that are being made, corporate America can't become a mentor for the kid in Mississippi, the kid in Alabama, the kid in California, the kid in Washington. And we think there's a lot of successful people out there that would love to co-represent and provide the value added. And we make sure from our expertise in central office, make sure everything's done right. But the concept, the paradigm is, we need to do a lot more, provide a lot more value for the services and the commission that we're receiving.
I want to ask you one other question, because to me the biggest problem, Scott mentioned a minute ago, the perception out there. Number one, it's hard to change perception, for sure. But what do you think? I know when I was in it 3 or 4 years ago, there's a lot of problems with it. What do you think is the biggest problem in the sports agent business now, and how are you guys dealing with it?
Well, first of all, the biggest problem, there's a lot of unscrupulous agents, and there's a lot of naive players and families. They've never entered into this quest, this final year, and going to the pros. And every agent, you have to have a client to have an agent. So there's a lot of desperate wannabe agents, and people are willing to do a lot of different things to try to grab that client. So you have that mess. But I think more importantly, the larger you get in the business model, it's real difficult on a 24-hour basis to be a mentor. And these kids have a lot of needs. Family dynamics change, whether you're a seventh-rounder or a first-rounder. And there's a lot of issues out there that would happen to any of us if we had that kind of money at that age. I think we need to slow down, and instead of having so many clients and trying to be the best, I think we need to be worried about that lifetime growth that needs to happen so these kids have some money left over and they have a career. And so I'm taking my educational values and saying, look, I can't do it from Portland, but we can sure help somebody else do it.
You were visiting with Dr. Lashbrook, Dr. G. Lynn Lashbrook, who is the president of Sports Management Worldwide, and these guys are offering you an opportunity to become a sports agent. And Dr. Lashbrook, tell everybody what's involved for our listeners all across the South tonight. You know, guys sitting there, maybe he's in a professional position right now, or maybe it's somebody listening to us. We have a lot of college students who listen, a ton of college students who listen to us. What is this all about, and what does it entail?
Well, first of all, we teach people to be an agent advisor. We teach the foundation. We say don't go off and get registered. There's 800 NFL agents, many of them attorneys, that don't have a client. We want to help you get clients. So we have an 8-week program. We do a live interactive audio chat on Sunday. Everything else is asynchronous. We tell everybody not to quit school or quit their day job. You're going to go slowly with this. But it's all about referrals and relationships. I know when I represented Brian Dawkins, I had Ralph Dawkins, his brother, and that's how I got introduced to Brian Dawkins. And I had Mark Fields, who's a first-round pick, because I knew his former academic advisor. So it really is about relationship. It's not rocket science. We can teach the business, and we're going to do it. We are doing a very good job. We're getting quality people from all across the world. Our goal is to have agent advisors in every part of the world, mentoring, having relationships, and doing a good job while we provide a 24/7 support. No different than the way the world is changing with the internet.
Doctor, if you look at it, I was on the other side and coached at the collegiate level for a number of years, and certainly saw the good and the bad from the agent side. But there's also another element involved out there, and that's some kids that come up and they're looking for the shortcuts, and they've taken the shortcuts through. Some don't make it academically. Some are looking to jump as quickly as they can. And, of course, if the Maurice Claret thing comes about, that even opens the door even quicker for some of these kids. How do you guys go about, I heard you say word of mouth and recommendations, but what about the selection process that you use as an agent for the client itself?
Well, first of all, we try to identify agent advisors, and they'll bring referrals to the company. We're getting a lot of referrals from our website. We got Earl Cochran out of Alabama State when he was unfortunately declared ineligible and got him in the supplemental draft. What I'm finding out there, though, is this it's destructive and disruptive to be recruiting players their senior year. They're trying to win games. Coaches are going to get fired if they don't win games. The worst thing can happen is agents unsolicited keep calling and talking to kids and giving them advice. So we try to base it all on referrals, hoping that they'll come our way. And it is working because, let's face it, if everybody would leave these kids alone until their seasons are with, that's good news for the player and the coach and everybody else. On the other hand, an agent can't get a player if he can't create a relationship. So there is a kind of a conflict there, and we're hoping our concept, as it becomes branded, people and parents and players will look for somebody they trust who's taken the agent advisor course, and they feel more secure than having been heavily recruited to the point they really don't know the agent, but they like his brochure.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think the thing that you touched on, and I think the most important thing is guys that are out there that would like to be an agent. I don't think there's any doubt that you've got to be great at relationships. You've got to be good at communications, and you've got to be a friend first. I mean, these guys are – I think you really touched on the subject, but because college football players are worshipped in so many areas. I mean, even from the older generation to the younger generation, they look at the football players in the South just as royalty. And you and I, we all know that these guys are just kids. They're kids, and one day they're going to graduate college and move into manhood. And they're no different than kids that are graduating college all over America today. They still got to grow up. They still got to become young men. And as an agent, as you mentioned, an advisor a minute ago, you've got to be very cognizant of that. That these guys are just kids, and they don't know anything about life right now.
Well, and I think a stakeholder, an agent advisor, a mature person, has a successful career and is not dependent on the commissions in order to survive. I think sometimes you need to stand up to a client in a difficult thing. I look at the tragedies, whether it's Ray Carruth or Ray Lewis or even Kobe Bryant's situation. Where was his bodyguard in this whole process? I just think we're getting in a different world now. And I think that the agent industry, and there's a lot of money out there, but I think we need to ask ourselves, what are we really doing for the individual that happens to be the great athlete? And I question that. I guess we're no different than what Southwest Airlines did 30 years ago. They questioned the paradigm, and they changed it. And we're onto something. We also offer a master's degree online through Nova Southeastern. And so we educate players that want to go back and be athletic directors or start their own business. We're interested in a lifetime partnership instead of a short shelf life as a player.
Well, Doc, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. Again, if anybody would like more information about what it takes to become a sports agent, contact the folks at Sports Management Worldwide. It's a toll-free call, 888-95-AGENT. That's 888-95-AGENT. Give them a call. Tell them that you heard us here on Southern Sports Tonight. And these guys, they are very respected. They're the cream of the crop. This is not a group that will be here today and gone tomorrow. They've been around a long, long time. Dr. G. Lynn Lashbrook has been doing this a long time and is very well respected. And no matter what you're doing right now, if you're a college student, if you're coming close to retirement, maybe looking for an opportunity to get into sports some way or the other, I think they made the point. They're looking for caring people who want to make sure that the right thing is done. It's always about doing the right thing. Dr. Lashbrook, again, thanks. The number 888-95-AGENT. We look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all of you.
Okay, thanks, appreciate so much, it Dr. so much. Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, I tell you what's refreshing to hear about sports agents trying to do it the right way, guys.
Well, I mean, Scott was in it. Scott Moore was in the business, and he'll be the first to tell you, I'm sure. I've been in and around and had a lot of contact with these guys myself, and there are some very good ones out there, but just like every other industry, and Scott Moore, Scott McKinney, you made the comment early when you started off, there have been some bad ones that have given the industry a bad name. But I think maybe, time heals some of that, and maybe those bad ones will be weeded out.
We've got two more hours to go. We're going to come back and get into the phones, break down the big games. I want to hear from those South Carolina and Kentucky fans as they get ready for the big one tomorrow night in Columbia. You're listening to Southern Sports Tonight.